Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jeff and I are just still kind of, coming down from the high from watching Ohio State win a national championship.
Was it a high?
It was for me. I enjoyed it.
I mean, I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was a great ride. I don't know that the Notre Dame game was the best of the four playoff games that we saw for Ohio State. The Texas game to me was probably the most memorable. The scoop and score will be the play that I'll remember the most.
That's the play Ohio State fans might remember the most in Ohio State history.
Holy Buckeye is probably right up there.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's because you're not a fan. But that was a play that when they, in 0-2, that Krenzel threw against Purdue on a fourth down play that went in a game that if they would have lost, they never would have the chance. And I think that's another part of what we're talking about is, colleges having a chance or universities having a chance to still win a national championship, even if you have an ugly loss during the regular season. I kind of enjoy that. It means you don't have to be perfect.
Much more NFL.
Yeah.
It's just clear that that's the way this is moving.
Yeah.
If you're not okay with it, well, tough.
Yeah, this is where we are.
If you like the old system, then become a Division II, Division III college football fan.
Yeah, I just didn't like the old system.
That's not even the same because they do a playoff there.
Yeah, I think once you experience, and I know that anybody that ever did for years always kind of looked at what we saw in the old 1AA and Division II and Division III and said, now that's how you determine a champion. That's how you figure this thing out. This isn't about, letting the media or the coaches decide who's the best team in the country. Let the players do it.
Agree completely.
And the seeding this year is something that's going to have to get fixed. But let me go back to just two of the questions that we were talking about before. Is Ohio State a likable champion? Can you like Ohio State? And then the other problem, when you get into it, when you talk about the big dogs like Notre Dame, like Michigan, like Ohio State, is that this venom that's out there too that we see and you read about or you kind of see and everyone kind of wants to cut on the champion. And maybe that's just the price you pay to be in the spotlight. And so I look at some of that stuff and I'm like, where are we with this? That it's so negative. It's always interesting to me, people who are just anti-Ohio State, just like can't stand Ohio. Is Ohio State the Yankees? A lot of times, I've been hearing that for 20, 25 years. Ohio State is the Yankees when it comes to college football.
Yeah, but there are other Yankees in college football.
Ohio State has become...
There's only one or two other Yankees in Major League Baseball. Dodgers?
A little bit. Still, if it was Dodgers-Yankees, I'd probably root for the Dodgers.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just the perennial big-time powers and money, market, blah, blah, blah. There are a lot of big-time college football programs, Andy.
Alabama,
Texas,
yeah, but
Ohio State, Florida.
It's more like with Alabama or the SEC teams, it's like you kind of hate the SEC if you're from the North. It's not – I don't know that I specifically –
respect them.
or Georgia. You know, you look at those. You look at those programs and you're like, it's the SEC thing. I don't know that it's so much I look at the program. I think that people around the – and just like you said before that you thought that some people think Notre Dame is America's team. Some people think the same thing about Ohio State. They just want to see Ohio State lose. And that's always a byproduct of winning, let's be honest. That's what it is.
Sure.
It's teams that are envious of what you've got going on at your own university. Jeff is in University Heights, speaking of universities. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to speak to the, is Ohio State likable? But real quick, on the last 2020 update, water's wet, grass is green, sky is blue, and Caris DeVert is injured. So those are things that just you come to be expected. But I'm an alum.
Harsh.
But harsh but true. I'm an alum, and but I can see why people don't like us. And especially this rendition, if you will, of the Buckeyes. You have a coach that, you know, whined last year about, oh, you know, they say we're soft and, you know, Ohio against the world and all that. So I can see that. I also can see the take that the person had, Andy, that you said you saw on social mm-hmm. about the best team money can buy because – you know, they had a $21 million, for lack of a better term, payroll.
Right.
And I look at that the way I look at the Dodgers. You know, everybody commends the Dodgers. Well, what star on the Dodgers did the Dodgers develop? They bought Mike Mookie Betts. They bought Freddie Freeman. They bought Shohei. So they should win. So
here's the awkward feeling on that, Jeff. We've never really, you know, until the last couple of years, above the table, had the ability to kind of look at it and go, oh, in college they bought a championship, yeah. Which would be true of yeah. any team that wins a championship now, not just Ohio true. State.
That's true. I'm not saying I agree yeah. with the take. I'm just saying I can see how a person would arrive at that take based on what we just said. So while I don't necessarily agree with the best team money can buy, quote unquote, I can understand someone feeling that way, and I can definitely understand why people don't like Buckeye Nation, because Buckeye fan mm-hmm. can be quite obnoxious and myopic at times,
sure.
and that can grate on people. They can look at us the same way I look at the Dukies as being very myopic, mommy's little prima donnas, spoiled little brats, which that's how I look at the Dukies, so I can understand why people would look at Buckeye fan side-eye.
Jeff, thank you. Appreciate your perspective on that. He gets the VIP treatment because he's an alumni, so that's like the resume card when you're talking about Ohio State. If you say I'm an alumni, then your word is more powerful than just average. Well, I wonder how many fans of Ohio State, especially around our area, are Ohio State fans just because they're Ohio, because they're the biggest school in Ohio.
Most people I know who are Ohio State fans.
I mean, but this is the biggest...
I know a lot of Ohio State fans who went to other schools in the state of Ohio. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. Dan, I was curious because I know you had a little bit of a take on this, too. Just your feelings on Ohio State in general.
Well, the first thing is to every single fan out there who is getting all bent out of shape as other fan bases are coming to you and saying, oh, you bought a title. You know, the great piece of advice that I once got, and it becomes truthful by the day, which is, if you let it bother you, it's going to keep coming. So don't let it bother you. And that's how I feel with the whole thing. It's like, yeah, you're right. We did. We ponied up. Ohio State ponied up. They got what they got. Michigan fans giving you crud? Tell them to go call their doctor friends. Pony up. This is the game. This is the world that we're playing.
You got the auto industry right there in Detroit.
Exactly. You know? If you don't want to play the game, then go play in AA. Because this is the game we're playing right now. So pony up. Call your doctors. Call your lawyers. Call your real estate developers. Call your CEOs.
Doctors don't make as much now with healthcare the way it is.
And they put in a ton of hours.
Yeah, they work really hard.
Like, I'm telling you, my guy's, like, he's in till 9, 10 o'clock at night doing paperwork every day.
That's what it is. Don't let it bother you.
Well, they're paying off student loans.
Yeah.
I go with the industrialists. Go to the business people.
I don't care. Hedge funds. I don't care where you're getting
getting
from.
Shaken down, getting shaken down by call the big it? Hospitals
sure.
chains here. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're Michigan. Call the Saudis even.
Although
I mean, that's where we are. Like, this is the game
pharma.
That we're playing.
Yeah, big pharma.
Big pharma gets them.
This
yeah.
is the game we're playing. If you don't like the game that we're playing, then go change the different sport.
Amen. That's exactly it.
I, I'm tired.
You don't have to like the system in place. I don't. I don't like the system in place. You're paying these kids and they're bouncing all around. It feels sleazy.
Are we going to have the truth? Is a 22-year-old a kid? Is a 21-year-old a kid argument or no?
You know what we're talking about. Let's not get into schematics.
Yeah, let's not do that. Because
minutia will put everyone to sleep and they're already frozen. The last thing they need to do is sleep in an iceberg.
Yeah, it's an argument.
You have children.
Yes.
Do you treat them as complete adults? Mine are legally. I don't.
When they decide to act like adults, I treat them like adults.
There's the caveat. So end of story right there.
Here we go.
Which means I will never be an adult.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I feel pretty good about that.
Trust me, that was never a consideration on this show.
I mean, it's...
And you are the ultimate adult, so...
So to the people who are sitting there going, oh, this guy went after Brian Hartline. It's not to stop letting it bother you. Who cares?
Exactly
who
right.
Who cares? Over yourself. That's it.
All Brian Hartline has to say is, yeah, great. Look
yeah, good. Guess what? I played the game. I played by the rules. I was better at it than you.
I played. I was good. Now I'm playing this game by the rules that they've laid out for us.
So pick
and up. I recruit the snot out of the nation and get the best wide receivers in the country.
If I was getting fitted for a national championship ring, I know what finger I would probably want to put it on for this season for Ohio State.
Oh, now you know you're what getting
I'm saying?
Nasty.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear what
if you're
saying.
If you were Ryan Day, wouldn't you? I'm reading stories this morning about how he had to have 24-hour police protection for his family after the Michigan loss. Seriously?
Which is insane.
And we've come a long way from just laughing at the people that would put for sale signs in front of John Cooper's house in Upper Arlington when he would lose to Michigan.
And I wonder this. If it's going more NFL, do coaches become more NFL? In other words, you know, hey, you did your 4 or 5 years, you're out. Instead of it becoming their kingdom. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. I think so. I think Ryan Day is more of an NFL-style coach than the old school, hi, I'm running my entire kingdom.
Oh, that reminds me.
He doesn't give me that kind of a feel.
Do we have Costas on this week? We have got to bring up what he said last week on the show. We've got to. Is he on with us this week? I can't remember.
Let it go.
You need to let that go.
Let what go? It was a great conversation.
Nick Costos said Marcus Freeman is a much better coach than Ryan Day, and it stuck with Andy.
No, that's not what he said.
He's become very grumpy.
That's what he said.
Who's become grumpy?
You have.
He said big coaching edge for Notre Dame.
I saw you standing outside with your dogs yelling at them about it.
He said.
Marcus Freeman is a fine coach, Andy.
And I agree.
So is Ryan
I totally
Day.
Agree. I think Marcus just needs another year. It needs a couple more years at Notre Dame. I mean, look, we're talking about a couple more years at Notre Dame if he wants to go to the NFL. I have no problem with it. I think Marcus Freeman's awesome.
I'll bet he ends
loved
up
him as
Notre
a player
Dame for about 20 years.
Super easy to work with as a player. Always gave honest answers. He looked honest. I mean, everything he was saying that we've watched Notre Dame over the last couple of weeks, especially during the playoffs, you're like, okay, I can appreciate
maybe
where this guy's coming from.
Maybe he is a better coach than Ryan Day.
Is he? I don't know. I don't know. Did Ohio State have more talent than Notre Dame? Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. So did Marcus get the most out of his talent throughout the playoffs? Yeah, I think he did.
I thought he did a great job.
I do too.
But I thought Ryan Day did a great job.
But let's not avoid what the conversation here is. This is about Nick saying last week that when he said straight out, he's like, well, I don't hear anybody talking about the NFL wanting Ryan Day. They all want Marcus Freeman. I'm like, before the Michigan game, I'd still heard Ryan Day NFL. I don't know, perceptions.
All I know
that come together after two or one game are like ridiculous.
Anybody can say anything they want about anybody in this day and age, and go ahead and say anything you want about Ryan Day. He's now one of three active college football coaches who have a national championship on their resume, and he goes to the bank and they smile and welcome him in every day.
Let's walk back into
Ryan,
your room here.
Good to see you again. Come on in. Have you talked to Stella lately? She's our wealth management person.
Yes. Do you know anything about VIP banking? Come on, hang out with us for a little while.
Good to see you, Ryan. Come on back tomorrow.
With that said, I'll leave you with this question as we head into the next hour, and we'll talk about the Cavs in the hour.
Did you know
next
Stella did wealth management?
I did not know.
Yeah.
Stella is VP of wealth management?
I think she is.
Okay, we'll just make sure. So let me leave you with this question. If you were Ohio State, would you add years onto his contract? Would you sign him to another extension? Think about it. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.